You're listening to an OTT Play podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
This is OTT Play, sizzling samachar of the day.
Welcome to your daily dose of entertainment news. I'm your host Nikhil. News first from Hollywood. Theo James is set to star in David Mackenzie's upcoming heist movie Fuse alongside Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Filming begins in July. Set in post-World War II London, the story follows an evacuation triggered by an unexploded bomb found at a construction site. James and Taylor-Johnson's roles are currently undisclosed, but we are stoked that Mackenzie, known for Hell or High Water and Under the Banner of Heaven, will direct this thriller. James recently starred in Netflix's The Gentlemen, while Taylor-Johnson will be seen in the upcoming Craven. No release date for Fuse has been announced at the moment. Next piece of news, Andrew Scott, known for his roles in Ripley and Fleabag, joins the cast of the third Knives Out film titled Wake Up Dead Man, A Knives Out Mystery. He will star alongside Josh O'Connor and Kelly Spaney, with Daniel Craig returning as iconic detective Benoit Blanc. Directed and written by Rian Johnson, who will also co-produce the project along with Ram Bergman. The plot remains under wraps, but it's hinted that this will delve into Blanc's most dangerous case yet. The Knives Out franchisee has been highly successful, with the first two films receiving critical and commercial acclaim. The third installment doesn't have a release date yet, but is set for a 2025 release. Next piece of news, Jennifer Love Hewitt is eager to reprise her role as Julie James in I Know What You Did Last Summer 4, slated for a summer 2025 release. In a recent interview, Hewitt expressed excitement and nervousness about returning to the iconic horror franchise. Although the film is still in early development, Hewitt looks forward to portraying a more mature and empowered version of her character. The new installment also aims to bring back Freddie Prinze Jr. as James Bronson. The original 1997 film and its sequels remain fan favorites in the slasher thriller genre. Moving on to more Hollywood news, George Miller has announced the release of a black and white version of his upcoming film Furiosa: Mad Max Saga, following his similar treatment of Mad Max Fury Road. Titled Tinted Black and Chrome, this alternate cut of Furiosa is already complete. Miller expressed a particular fondness for black and white filmmaking, noting its dramatic and elemental qualities. Furiosa serves as a prequel to Mad Max Fury Road, with Anya Taylor-Joy starring as a younger Furiosa and Chris Hemsworth as the warlord Dementis. The film details Furiosa's journey and her interactions with key characters like Immortan Joe. The black and white version's release details are yet to be announced, but it may follow a similar release pattern to Fury Road's later anthology edition. Furiosa: Mad Max Saga is currently in theaters. Next up, Max unveils City of God: The Fight Rages On, a sequel series spanning 6 episodes set to premiere in August. Produced by Fernando Miralles, director of the original film, it reintroduces characters like Buscapé and Berenice while exploring themes of privilege and police brutality in the early 2000s. Flashbacks from the original movie offer context, maintaining continuity. Directed by Ali Muditibia, the series promises a contemporary take on societal issues. Anticipation is high among fans of the acclaimed 2002 film, eager to revisit the gritty world of Cidade de Deus through this new narrative lens. Next piece of news, the highly anticipated Yellowstone spin-off gains traction as Cole Hauser, Kelly Riley and Luke Grimes near final deals to reprise their roles as Rip Wheeler, Bette Dutton and Case Dutton. With franchise creator Taylor Sheridan leading the charge, the sequel series promises to delve deeper into the Dutton family saga. Speculation surrounds the potential involvement of Matthew McConaughey and Michelle Pfeiffer, contingent on their approval of the spin-off's creative direction. Development hinges on the conclusion of Yellowstone's final season, influencing narrative choices and character trajectories. Last piece of news, prepare for a gripping saga as Neha Sharma has been confirmed to headline 36 Days, the official Indian adaptation of the acclaimed UK series 35 Days. Directed by Vishal Furia, the series promises a thrilling narrative filled with suspense and mystery. Joining Sharma are talented actors like Purab Kohli, Shruti Seth, Chandan Roy Sanyal and more. Produced by Applause Entertainment in collaboration with BBC Studios India, 36 Days explores themes such as portraying characters with dark secrets and betrayal. Watch the teaser for a glimpse into the suspenseful journey ahead. Well, that's all we got for this episode. Until the next time, it's your host Nikhil signing out. Aaj kya dekhoge? OTT Play se poocho.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.